Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll see how this goes again. Okay. I tried really hard to find a funny joke. I could not find one out of Walmart's books. I did find one that's kind of cute. I'm going to read it to you. It's really short. It's nothing like that other one, trust me. So you won't be on the floor laughing. But it is a little cute. Let me tell you this just to kind of make things a little bit lighter. Love Peanuts is the name of it. The new young pastor was visiting on the elderly who could no longer go to church. His first call was to Aunt Sally, who was quite old and in a nursing home. He was somewhat nervous, and he kept eating peanuts from a bowl beside her bed. When he got up to leave, he noticed that he had eaten all of the peanuts. "I'm so sorry. I ate up all of your peanuts," he said. "Oh, that's all right," Aunt Sally said. "I'd already gummed all of the chocolate off of them anyway." I thought that was kind of cute. Just on the lighter side. Okay, you can go ahead and turn to Proverbs.
Listen.
You might as well get used to me in Proverbs. But before we get started on our lesson, I want to mention one thing this morning, and that is our prayer list. I hope each of you every day takes your prayer list and prays for these people. And not only pray for the needs, but also thank the Lord for answered prayers. This is not just a piece of paper just to throw in your Bible, or as Pastor Mark might say, make paper airplanes, or just to forget about it, let it fall to the side or lose it. And I know there's many prayer requests. The list is always added to. But I know many times when we come to church, whether you're a teenager or an adult, young or old, we all have prayers that need to be answered, or we'd like to be answered the way we want them to, but they're not, are they? But the best thing we can do for each other is to pray, because we all need it. There's things that go on in each of our lives that we don't know about. Things unsaid, things untold, how we feel, how we hurt, how people treat us, all kinds of things that we never say out loud. And I know some days I can honestly say I know someone's praying for me. And if you're a Christian, you know that feeling. There's some days it can be so hard, but in the midst of it, you know someone's praying for me. Because that's the only way I'm getting through this day. It's not just that we pray for our own selves, but we need to pray for others.
Right.
It's not about just us and what I want, what I need. It's about others. And as I teach, and hopefully in the future as I teach, one of my goals for Sunday school is ladies, whether you're young, in between, old, whatever the case. I want it to be personal, not just, oh, we went to Sunday school, we opened up the Bible, we turned to a passage, and we read it. I want it to be relaxed. I want it to be where we can pray for one another when we do hurt. Because without prayer, we're not going to make it.
That's right.
There's no way possible. I got up this morning, I cried because I just didn't feel good. I got half of what he's got. And I have other physical problems. And I just got up and I cried. You know who I cried to? It wasn't Amy. It wasn't Maria. Even though Maria came in there, she said, "Mama, can I help you?" I said, "No." Even though humans can comfort to a degree, My daughters can't help me. Not like I need help. I love Miss Virginia to death, but she can't help me like the Lord can. She's one of the biggest blessings I've had since I was born. I've longed for, I've expected from the Lord my entire life a true friend. I finally found one. I believe that with all my heart. But as much of a friend as she is to me, she can't do for me what the Lord can. So when we get these papers, on Wednesdays or whenever, think about these requests. We each need prayer. Because some days, that's what can get us through. That's what's going to get Miss Virginia through. Miss Virginia has all kinds of physical problems. A lot of them you may not know about. She had a hard time getting here this morning. But you know why she come? It wasn't for me. It wasn't for y'all. It wasn't for this church. It was because she loves the Lord. And if you've been around her, you know she does. And she's a great encouragement. If you want to hang around someone, I suggest she's the best one we got.
Yes.
Hang around her. You can learn from her. She's an encouragement. But please pray for her. She has a hard time, okay? So make it a special thing of prayer this week. Pray for Miss Virginia, okay? Every day. When you're flipping burgers, or you're saying, can I help you? Just tell the Lord, please be with Miss Virginia. Okay? Okay. I don't like this. Y'all know I don't. Okay, we're going... we're going back to Proverbs. And I'm going to give you 10 purposes of Proverbs this morning. Now, if it's up to me, I'd stand here and read all of Proverbs to you, but I'm not going to do that because you can read. That's how much I like Proverbs. And I had a hard time with this because I actually had two other lessons I was going to teach, and I was very sure between the two. But as always, that's not what I'm supposed to teach. I was led back to this every single time, as I have been many times in my life. Now, as you get to know me, I don't want you to think Proverbs is the only book in the Bible. It's just, like I said last week, it's what I cut my teeth on. And there's many times now when I need to make a decision or I need some help on a daily basis, Proverbs just encourages me because it's the truth. It's not Solomon's opinion. It's not just something, well, I didn't have anything else to do, so I think I'll just write this down. No, it's the truth.
Right.
It's what God wanted us to read. And it's what we can learn from. It's instruction. That's what Proverbs is. It's instruction. It's just like you read instructions how to put a, what you put a fan together this week. You had to get them instructions out so you can put the pictures together, so you can put the fan together. Well, this is an instruction book on how to live our life.
Right.
Okay, number one. The first purpose, wisdom, is to know oneself, one's God, and one's neighbor. To know oneself, one's God, that's big G, not a little G, and one's neighbor. Now, what that means is, Proverbs is a big help in how to learn about yourself. Now, I always had a bad problem with what I think of myself. And I know teenagers go through it. Just like Marita's going, I don't think I looked good enough this morning. right? Okay. We all have that self-esteem problem because we're women, and 1 minute we're up, 1 minute we're down, so we go through it more than a man would. It's a great book on how to deal with what you think of yourself. And Psalms, to me, goes with Proverbs a lot. They go together because Proverbs is an instruction book. To me, Psalms is more of a praise book. And Psalms tells you how to praise the Lord for how He made you. And you didn't have anything to do with how He made you. You can't choose it. I don't care what the world says. Now they got it where they can choose exactly what kind of baby they're having. God designed you, literally. And Proverbs will help you, along with Psalms, to say, hey, I'm different. God made me peculiar. You're supposed to be different. I don't want 20 Amys in church. There don't need to be 20 different Amys in church. I agree we get sick over, right? There don't need to be, you know, 55 Hannahs or whatever, even though she thinks there should be. And again, I have a hard time with this because, for one thing, I've always tried to be different based on God's Word. I'm not talking about weird. I'm talking about peculiar. The way God teaches us to be different. Now, I think people use the word different loosely. I'm not talking about different where I go out there and put on a pair of breeches that are falling down my butt and, you know, trying to look like something that come off of outer space. That's not different. I'm talking about Bible different. I want to be a young lady. I want my girls to be young ladies and act like young ladies and act like a Christian young lady. So between getting instruction in Proverbs, I want you to learn to go to Psalms and be able to say, thank you, Lord, for making me exactly the way you made me. And that don't mean you don't make improvements. I have improvements I need to make all the time. So, let's work on the things that we can work on and the things we can't work on. The things we can't work on. The things that God made us to be. Let's try to be content with a little cup. Be content with, and I'm not talking about so much our outer appearance here. I'm talking about us, who we really are. We all have different uniquenesses. Just like Amy, she's a lot like her daddy. She can be funny just like her daddy. She don't think about it. She's just funny. Me and her, oh, goodness, we're serious. You know, Maria, she's in between. She's funny and serious. And like I was saying, if we're all alike, we'd have no purpose, really. It's just like Hannah can go to Burger King and touch people's lives that I can't. I can walk into Burger King and maybe touch someone that Hannah can't, and Hannah's there all the time. And God made us those certain ways so we can be used by Him. Not so we can just go out here and do what we want to do, but to be used and to serve Him and to reach other people and to see other people saved and to grow and to live for Him. And also, next thing is, we need to know about God. Proverbs as much as I read it, this week I went back over certain parts of it. And even though I've read it many times, I never get everything I need to get out of it. I never have, and I never will. I learn something new about God every time I read His Word. Something new. I don't understand people who say, I read my Bible, but I get nothing out of it. Well, then you're not saved.
That's right.
Or you're just truly backslidden.
You're right.
I can read the same verse 10 days in a row, and I get something new out of it. And Pastor Marcus taught us and the girls, and we did this last year, you take a book of the Bible. He had us to do this with, what was it, Timothy and Peter and John. He had us to read a book 10 times. We'd read it through one time. We wouldn't sit there and study it. We'd read it through 10 different times in a row. And it would be neat. The girls would say, I don't understand this book. See, they read it 10 times. And we would do that. At the end of 10 times, we told what we learned. And to be honest, if you read it over and over, you won't need a commentary as much. You won't need a dictionary as much, because the Lord will show you. You just have to get it into your heart. And that's why you read it over and over and over and over. So, when I say I can explain Proverbs, I don't mean that I've arrived or that I'm someone special that knows Proverbs better than you. I'm constantly learning every day. So, as a teenager, I learned a lot about God when I was in Proverbs. Because He's telling me what to do with my life. I'm learning what kind of God He is. Does He want me to do right or wrong? And it plainly says in Proverbs, to stay away from evil. If I'm going to be doing evil, I'm going to be running with the devil. And if I'm running with the devil, I'm not going to be learning about God.
Right.
You can't do both. You're either going to be learning about the devil wholeheartedly, or you're going to be learning about God wholeheartedly. It's not, well, you know, I read my Bible sometimes. Well, that's not going to get it. You can't learn about God sometimes. One thing I miss now that I had growing up, and when I'm 43, you're talking 20-something years, just say 25 years. When I was growing up, I was around a lot of wise people. My daddy purposely put me in the midst of wise people at church. I learned from those people by watching, by listening. They would go back to the Word of God. If you had any kind of situation or circumstance, they always, always pointed you back to God's Word. Nowadays, it's hard to find that. Because if you ask someone advice, I'm talking about Christians now, I ain't talking about the world. You ask what you consider a good, godly Christian, they point you right back out here.
You're right.
And it's hard to find someone who will point you back to God's Word. It's old hat, so they say. It's ancient. We don't like it. Even independent fundamental Baptists. And I'll be honest with you, I do not like independent fundamental Baptists. You say, well, aren't you a hypocrite? Call it what you want. I don't like independent fundamental Baptists nowadays. You know why? They don't stay in God's Word.
Right.
They take a little piece out and they run with it and they say, oh, it don't work. Or it's not going to work that way no more.
You're right.
I don't like it. I don't like what it tells me to do. And that's what all of God's Word is, not just Proverbs. It's instruction. It's commandment. I had someone tell me here a while back, if they obey the Ten Commandments, they'll be fine. That's not the only commandments in the Bible.
That's right.
There's hundreds of commandments. The problem is, the flesh don't want to do them. And if you're not in God's Word, if you're not praying like we said earlier, then you're not going to be obeying God's Word. It's impossible. And I'm never going to get through 10 points. If I can teach anybody anything, I don't care how old you are, and this is not because I know more, it's just because I had to learn this the hard way growing up. And I come up in a good godly home. But if I can stress anything to anybody at any age, it always goes back to the basics. Get in God's Word and pray. You can't go around it. You can't take a shortcut. You can't say, oh, well, that was good when you was a teenager. But what's the harm in trying something new? Well, I can say Proverbs is for young people. If a young person can take Proverbs and learn and grow and be a good golly Christian, young lady, young man, tell me why it won't work for my age. Your life don't quit just because you're 40, 50, 60. I hear people in their 80s say, well, I'll just serve the Lord for, 40 years, and now I'm just going to take it easy. Where do you get that? That's not in God's Word.
Right.
Now, I admit, you get more tired, you get more sick, you get all kinds of things. You lose your hair, you get gray-headed. You may spread, you may get shorter. But where does it say, well, when you're 50 or you're 60, just go relax. Quit praying, quit reading, quit going to church. The Bible plainly says, in the last days, you've got to do more of it. You go to church more so. Why do you think God said that? Because it's harder. Because things are getting worse. And this is one place you can go to get encouragement.
Amen.
Of the like faith. And that don't mean everybody in the same church is of like faith. But if you have a good pastor who loves the Lord and sticks with the Lord, then you will do well, because that's where you will grow. That's where you will be encouraged. Because if you go outside this door, it gets hard. I don't care if you're staying at home working. I don't care if you're driving down the road. It gets hard. The Christian life is hard. If you're going to live the Christian life the right way, the way God said, it is hard. It's hard to stand. It's easier. Come here, y'all three. Let me just show you. Stand up here. In a certain order, just kind of group together. And it's easy to stand here with these and be like-minded. It's easy to be different over here. Right? Right, girls?
Right.
It's easy to be different when you got someone riding along or walking along with you. So easy. It's easy to say, oh, I believe the Bible, or I'm trying to be different. But it's 10 times harder. Come over here, and the crowd's over there doing their thing, and you're over here trying to be different.
Right.
The way God said.
You're right.
When you got someone, come here, Maria, you're good at this.
Don't do snatch.
It's hard to stand here and be different. Stare at me. And you got someone over here who making fun of you and staring you down and thinking you're weird, it's hard to do that. That's why you have to stay grounded. It's hard to go down there to work, and you got the whole crowd over here laughing, cursing, swearing, whatever you call it, drinking, doping, hanging out with anybody, sleeping with anybody, having children with everybody, not thinking. One girl the other day, she went home, got drunk, but she could handle it if she drinks. I can't handle life if I don't drink. But if you got someone here, again, that's hard to do. And I say that because I was there. And y'all think, well, do you have a good, solid Christian home? It was hard. Trust me, it was hard. And when I think about it now, someone was praying for me because it was hard. And it's hard now. It's still hard to be different. And again, I'm not trying to use that loosely. I'm not trying to say, be weird. You know, try to act like you're a... I don't want to use nerve either. But y'all know what I mean. I just want to be the way God said be.
Yeah.
But at 43, it's still hard. It's hard to go knock on a door and someone says, oh, I don't need that. I'm Catholic. Yes, you need it.
You're right.
It's hard to go knock on a door and say, I'm from Amazing Grace Baptist Church. Would you come to church with me? And the door slams in your face. It's like, okay. It's hard. When Pastor Mark says, let's go visiting, at my age, and I've been in church all my life, to my knowledge, I never missed church except for being sick or having a baby. Truthfully, it is still hard. I don't care what age you are. My mama died at 72. You won't be one of the last things she told me. She said, you keep serving the Lord. She said, to this day, she said, my age is hard. And she done lived her life. And she died quickly. But she said, keep on doing it. I got two brothers who don't. And that alone makes it hard because even around them, when I am around them, they're just... And it's so uncomfortable. We're going to have visitors tonight. And it's very uncomfortable, isn't it? Right? We're going to have visitors next week. It's very uncomfortable, isn't it? You know why? Because why don't we do that? They shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Ever since I've been married. Why do y'all do it that way? You're being too hard. You're too strict. You're too firm. Why don't you give out a little? You know the philosophy of the entire family. Even my new mama. You know what they say?
If I fall, catch me. Their feet are halfway over here and halfway over here.
Right.
Let's see how far we can get this in without falling in. It's okay to watch that show on TV. It's not going to hurt me. You know how many times I've watched that hurt people? You know how many times I've watched people who say they're Christians living out in the world, how it hurts them? Oh, it may not hurt right now. It may be fun. But in the long run, they pay for it. We've watched it. I've watched it my whole life. I've watched my friends in church. Every one of them messed up. You know why? Every one of them. My parents wouldn't let me go. They wouldn't let me do. They wouldn't let me be. You know what they told me? Keep your face in that. You keep your eyes up here, not down here. But everybody else, you know what they do? Oh, come on, Beth. It don't hurt. Your parents ain't around. They're not here. They won't. We won't tell them. But you know where it did hurt? Right here. If I wasn't doing right, oh, it's just like somebody just taking my heart and just squeezing it.
Right.
If you're truly saved, you will know it.
Right.
Because when the Holy Spirit grabs your heart and tells you, you better stop it, Lonnie, you better stop it. It's going to get worse. And God will let you go your way if you persist. Do you know what's going to happen? You're going to be down here in his hands.
Right.
And you're going to be looking up. I don't know what happened. Where did I go wrong?
And that's what family members say to us to this day. And you know what Mark says? You didn't have a firm foundation to start with.
Right. You're right.
Ain't never had one. Still don't have one. And if they hear this, I'm mean.
Yes. Yeah.
Pastor Mark's mean. This is what I was raised on. It ain't hurt me. It's not easy. Well, it's not easy living out there either. Because you know what people are doing? They're trying to please everybody they're with. I work with someone. She's trying to please every different person she's with. She's different with me. She's different with her boyfriend. She's different with her daughter. She's different with people that come over to the house. I mean, she's got a guy friend. You know what she does? First thing she says, oh, hey, honey. You know what that causes? You think she's not married no more. What does that cause? You know what it's called? I'm a Christian. But I can't go to prayer. But what she's going to do is, she's going to go right back down in here.
That's right.
And she's going to turn around one more time and she's going to say, I don't know what happened. My pastor wasn't there. Mm-hmm. It's like the pastor's not there.
That's right.
Last Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? Yeah. Because I work Wednesday. I said, are you going to church tonight? Oh, is it Wednesday? Yes, Wednesday. No, I got too much to do. I said, well, you can put it off till tomorrow because you need to be in church. Well, I don't feel like I ought to. I said, well, God's word says you have to go to church if you're a Christian. It's not if you want to or if you can fit it in your schedule. He commands it.
Right.
But as soon as I walk out the door, you know what she's going to do? Do her own thing. And once again, we forget God. That's why Pastor Mark keeps saying over and over and over. And we read the Bible so much together when we was dating. Every time we went back to the Bible, I don't care what verse you pick. I don't care which one. They all go back to the basics. Read God's Word and pray.
Amen.
I know y'all have heard this many times from me. But there's no way around it. There's no shortcut. There's no new ingredient.
Right.
Just like Ms. Regina, she plays with taste. She likes to think up new ones, make new things. You can do that with everything in life but this.
That's right.
That's true.
Everything in life you can make new and change it and come up with something new but this.
Yeah.
And I don't want anything in life makes me angrier than people trying to change this and trying to say it don't mean what it says. It makes me angry. You can't change it.
Right.
That's in the regulations. You can't change it. So why keep trying to change it? Okay. Sorry. I just take it seriously. I just get into it. I just grew up like this, and I hate the way things are headed. And I want my girls to turn out loving the Lord, serving the Lord. If you never get married, serve the Lord. And that's what we always try to teach them. That husband is not going to help you like the Lord. There's going to be many days at home with kids. You know, the refrigerator might be broken. The stove broke. Everything's broken in the house. I know y'all think staying at home may be easy, but it's one of the hardest things you'll ever do, raising your family. That's why, if you don't learn while you're young, it took me and Mark years to realize we're not the help we need to be for each other. Now, I'm supposed to be a help to him. Don't get me wrong. That's my duty. That's my job as a wife. He cannot be there for me like I need it. He couldn't be there for me this morning when I was hurting. He's not going to be there for Ms. Virginia. Now, he's her pastor, but he can't be there every time she hurts or someone hurts her. It's got to be this. And God. Nothing else.
You're right.
Let me get at least one more point quickly. Understanding the power to think and learn. That's what Proverbs will do for you. And again, I can sit here and read verse after verse, but I wish you'd get into Proverbs and read it. It would take you years, literally. That's what it's taken me. To study Proverbs, to understand Proverbs. But as a young person, for sure. Now, me and Ms. Virginia, we've made a lot of mistakes so far. We've done a lot of stupid things so far. And as teenagers, you're fixing to turn 20, Hannah. But in your young adult life. Now is the time you need to start learning how to make decisions, how to understand the different kinds of decisions and where you get the help from. And you may say, well, I grew up in a preacher's home. It don't matter. Your daddy can't be to you what God can.
That's right.
I love him to death. I like him. People think I'm crazy when I say I like my husband. I like my husband, okay? I love him to death.
Hey.
And he's been a great father. And he's a great preacher to me.
Hey.
But as good as his preaching is, it ain't going to do you no good to listen to his instruction from this word if you're not in the word before you get here.
Hey.
If the only time you read God's word is when the preacher says, open up to passage so-and-so, and you go home and say, well, I've done my reading for the week. You can't grow. You cannot learn how to make decisions just by coming here once or twice a week. It won't work.
Try.
Ms. Virginia, all the time, I stay up all night reading my Bible.
Yeah.
And I know she's been like that. I haven't heard her say that, but I know she has. You know how I know? Because I've been laughed at.
Amen.
Your daddy's been laughed at. You've been laughed at. You will get laughed at if you spend time in this word.
You're right.
They laughed at Jesus, didn't they? They laughed at him when they said, you better trust in me. What did they do? They laughed at him. They mocked him. They thought, oh, so what? Noah. Didn't they laugh at Noah? If they laughed at Noah, don't you think they're going to laugh at us?
Yeah.
Noah did what the Lord said. And everybody made fun of him. He was all alone. Noah's a good example. He was left alone. All alone. No one to help him. You know what he did? He's still alone. This way. Not this way, but that way.
Yeah.
Noah went over here with the rest of the crowd saying, oh, it ain't gonna rain. Let's see how far over here we can get. He didn't do that. Did the guy tell
him to do it? Let me get busy doing it.
God tells us what to do. That's not the problem. You know what the problem is?
Me.
Right. Me. You know why we won't have revival if we don't have it?
Because of me.
Because I'm not doing that.
You're right.
When people tell you, hey, the Bible's a problem, I can't understand it, it's too old, it's too weird, and they want to take the these and the thous out, because they think, well, we don't talk that way. Well, I don't talk the way you do either.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with God.
Right.
If this is all we ever have, I thank the Lord.
Yeah.
We got solid, firm, a good foundation, a solid foundation. Y'all, Pastor Mark, don't put up with all this other mess in the church because we don't want all the other mess in the church.
Right.
If you're not going to come in here and help grow and plant a firm foundation, go somewhere else. I know I was putting up about Carthon, but hey, some of them need to be down here.
Yeah.
Because from what I hear, they're not learning anything. One lady's been down there for ever. She don't want to have her help. What are we doing? Playing games. We're just playing games. As a teenager, don't play games. You're fixing to graduate. What are you going to do? Play games? Well, I don't know. I'll see what everybody else does. Well, likelihood of that is you'll end up where everybody else does.
Right.
If you're saved, you can't lose your salvation. But if you're saved and you do what everybody else does,
4 years.
Well, I don't know what happened. You know, I grew up in a good home, but I don't know what happened. My brothers are going to turn around and say that one day. If they hadn't already. I don't know if they're saved. I don't even know if they care. But if they wake up and help, you know what they're gonna say? Mm-hmm. I should've listened.
Yeah.
I should've listened. Right. I've cut my teeth on all this my entire life. It's nothing new to me. I repeat it before I'm black and blue. It don't change. It's God's word.
Right.
You're right. And I don't care what Pastor Mark preaches this morning. You know what it's gonna go back to? Are you praying? Are you reading the Bible? Are you being a good example for Christ? Are you being an example for the devil? There's a lot of choices.
Well,
it's not are you a good example for me or the pastor. That ain't gonna get you nowhere. It's not. So you have to make decisions. But I do encourage you.
Proverbs, from the very first verse, it's nothing about how to think, how to choose, how to learn about God's Word. Proverbs says, stay in this book. That's what the first, what did we say, 10 chapters? All it's saying for the first 10 chapters. And that's why I say that's how important it is. If the first 10 chapters says, get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding, stay in it. Put your face in it, literally. That's what the first 10 chapters of this book says.
Yeah.
No shortcut. Please make good choices. Please do it by God's word. It's hard. It's hard for me. It don't matter who you live with or where you live. It don't matter how good a family you got. It's hard. So please, read the Bible. And pray. And that lady back there is your best example
yeah.
of a church member. I can't show you a better example. Get to know her. Learn from her. Listen to her. She's wise. And she ain't been saved long. She's a whole lot wiser than I am. A whole lot. Listen to her. Okay? If she's made mistakes and she tells you about them, learn from her. Don't just go make mistakes because you got the freedom to make mistakes. Learn from people who are wise. And I'm telling you, she's wise. She's extremely, extremely wise. You know why? Every night. All night long. When you're sleeping, she's in the Word. She says, I don't do it in daytime because I get interrupted. She don't want to be interrupted. That's why she knows it so well. Because she's in it. So instead of worrying about, well, my hair didn't do good today. You think God's going to ask you when you get to heaven, did your hair do good today? No. And you should look nice. The Bible teaches that. But if you got the inside right, with this, it'll flow.
That's right.
Get this right with God. All this down here is temporary.
Yeah.
Okay? Hannah, I want you to pray.
Lord, and Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for the moment teaching and blessing, and I pray that you would help us to all of us stay in your word, following you, and praying, and help us to pray for each other, and I pray that you would help us to be an example to those that are around us and work for you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.